It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. Glad to be talking sports and then some. We've got some interesting, interviews this week. We're talking Teaching Your Faith with Joe Papracki. And if you've ever heard of Joe Papracki, he's written like 21 books, a lot of them about teaching people to teach their faith. We're going to hear from him in just a bit. And then also, it's time for celebrations. It's time for the Oktoberfest. We're going to talk a little bit about that this week on Catholic Sports Weekly. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. ELAM.com. Notre Dame, are they for real or are they not? Well, the football Irish got a huge win last week, but we're really going to find out for you Irish fans what kind of team they have this Saturday when the Irish go to number 3 Georgia. They go between the hedges this Saturday, and the Bulldogs, have you heard this? The Bulldogs of Georgia are 2 touchdown favorites. So I guess the national pundits, that's kind of saying what they think of Notre Dame, but we will find out in a hurry. It seems like now, historically, Notre Dame has an overall really good record against the SEC. Lately, not so much, but this is a real deal. The Irish at number 3, Georgia. I think in the latest polls, Notre Dame is ranked 7th. So it's Irish number 7 against Georgia number 3 this Saturday night. I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be watching that game. How about your Colts? They have a home opener this Sunday. So they take on Atlanta. That's a 1 o'clock start. And it looks like Adam Vinatieri is still going to be your kicker this weekend. The team says, Frank Rick says, he is our kicker. And I'm glad. You know, taking a stance on this is the way to be. He's a good Catholic man, Adam Vinatieri is. And I really do think that he's going to work himself through this, unless it's physical. Now, if there's I know he stubbed his toe or something, they said, a couple weeks ago, and I don't think that's why this is happening, and no way in the world would Adam Vinatieri ever say that's why it's happening, but that is a crazy game. It's like a golfer who can't make a putt or a golfer who starts to shank it. It gets between your ears. If there's one kicker in the history of the game that can work this out mentally, it's Adam Vinatieri. And the thing you have to think about is who else would you get? You know, who else is out there that's going to do better than he is? And I know right now he's missing extra points. So you're thinking, well, heck, you're probably listening and saying, well, I could go out there and kick an extra point. But let's just all pray for Adam Vinatieri and say, let's see, he gets through this emotionally and physically so that he can start kicking field goals again. I got faith in him. I do. I have lots of faith in Adam Vinatieri, and I think he'll do just fine before it's all said and done. Let's hope so. I hope it comes down to a 50-yard kick where he's got to put it across or through the uprights and win it. That would be great to see him get a chance to do that. How about your quarterback, Jacoby Brissett for the Colts? I think he's looked pretty good. Atlanta beat Philly last week, 24-20, so they come in to Lucas Oil Stadium at 1-1. They are led by quarterback Matt Ryan, who has been kind of topsy-turvy this year. Matt is he's had 5 touchdowns in 2 games and 5 interceptions. So, and here's another comment. Player celebrations. Are you watching the football games? And is it's beyond me, especially on defense, the way these guys go absolutely crazy when they make a tackle or they make an interception. It's like they are celebrating to the point of where it looks like they're surprised that they've made a play. Isn't that what they're supposed to do? Can you imagine if you're listening and you're an accountant and every time you get your math right, yeah, I got the math right. just move on, you know, say, hey, I made a play. I'm supposed to make a play. And I'm moving on to the next opportunity. Now we're going to shift gears drastically in this thing. Have you ever taught a child to pray?
Jack, say your prayer.
In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Where this is the Lord, and need I guess.
And which I'm about to receive.
Sing to my mouth, Christ, O Lord, amen. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Good job.
That right there is priceless, and I think what our faith is all about. We talk about a lot of that here on Catholic Sports Weekly, where we talk about faith, how it is intertwined with leadership and intertwined with coaching. And I thank that little guy, Jack, I think he's 4 years old, and his mom. who's teaching him to pray. And speaking of being taught to pray, or really working on a guy who actually teaches those who teach, his name is Joe Propracki. He's written a ton of books about Catholic teaching. And now I got a chance to talk to him. He was in town recently for a conference, and I got a chance to talk to author Joe Propracki.
First of all, my wife should be doing this interview because she knows your work a lot better than I do. But we're with Joe Propracki. He's an author with Loyola Press. How many books total have you written?
I've written 21 books, and I just submitted the manuscript for my 22nd book. So fingers crossed that's going to happen very soon. But I've been with Loyola Press for 18 years now.
And you're here in Noblesville at Our Lady of Grace for a staff retreat, and you're talking, sure, some about the topics in your books, but a lot of it is about teaching our faith. I've read a couple of your books about catechism, the toolbox, and it's focused, a lot of your work, and correct me if I'm wrong, on teaching people how to teach our faith. Am I on board?
It is. I'm a teacher at heart. I started my career as a high school religion teacher. And from there, it sort of evolved into teaching catechists how to teach. And it's something that I just love. I love being able to help people develop plans, strategies, skills, and insights to lead young people, especially to those aha moments when they recognize God's presence in their lives, they recognize the gifts of the Holy Spirit in their lives, and they recognize their call to serve other people and to see this as the context that they should and want to live their lives in as being a disciple of Christ. So teaching is at the very heart of who I am, always has been and always will be.
We're talking with Joe Propracki, author, here on Catholic Sports Weekly, and people are listening going, now, wait a minute, Will, when are we going to talk sports? And you and I were just talking about this. Teaching our faith, there's a real correlation, a connection to coaching.
Absolutely. When I speak with catechists, probably about 90% of catechists are women, and it's very difficult to recruit men. And one of the strategies that I use in recruiting men to be catechists is I compare it to being a coach. And men are very comfortable coaching. They volunteer. I see men in the park on Saturday mornings. It's 7:30 in the morning. I'm going for a walk, and they're out there painting the lines on a field, getting ready for soccer, football, lacrosse, baseball, you name it. And so I tell catechists, and I tell potential catechists, men in particular, that being a catechist is very much like being a coach, that you are teaching skills. You're helping them to improve these skills, correcting them when they do it wrong and helping them to do it right, helping them to think. Coaches help athletes to think. There's a lot of mental part of that game. And so I think when men see being a catechist as something akin to coaching, they can the light bulb goes on for them, and they're kind of like, oh, okay, all right, I think I can do that, and they don't fall into the trap of thinking, well, that's a feminine thing, it's a nurturing thing. Sure, that's a part of it, but a big part of it is coaching and helping to mentor young people into a way of life.
I know with our faith right now, Pope Benedict, said it several years ago, we may have to get smaller, but we'll be stronger. And we were talking about during dinner about how there's so many churches that are closing and parishes across our nation that are having trouble filling the pews. And when you think about trying to teach our faith, at the very root of it is mom and dad teaching their kids. Why are we having so much trouble with that as a faith?
I think that we're emerging out of a model that the church developed, and it worked very well for us for a long time, in which families entrusted the parish to raise their children in the faith. It was almost like, drop the kids off and we'll pick them up when they're Catholic, kind of a thing. And so we've trained parents to be chauffeurs, and our world has completely changed. The family life and neighborhoods and so on no longer support the kind of values that used to just be pervasive and that would support a Catholic lifestyle. So parents are not equipped. We need to equip parents and help them and support them and show them how to raise their children in the Catholic faith, because they can't do it on their own, and it's not going to happen by osmosis, and it's not going to happen by dropping their kids off. It has to be a team approach, the parish working together with the families and equipping parents. How do you share faith at home? How do you bring a Catholic disposition into your home? How do you bring Catholic symbols into your home? How do you speak a language, so to speak, that is Catholic? We need to help parents with this. And years ago, I think it just sort of happened, because we grew up in what I call little Catholic bubbles, where everyone thought the same way and talked the same way. That's not true anymore, and so we have to be more intentional about that.
Joe Papracki, author, Loyola Press. Tell me a little more about that approach, and connect me, and you're going to say thank you, Will, because we'll sell some books here right now, right? But if there were a book or two that you would recommend from your 21, almost 22, stock of books, what would you suggest to someone listening to this who is trying to be that coach for their kids, or for maybe their team? Maybe they are a coach, and it's at a CYO team here in Indianapolis.
Sure.
What would you suggest, and you know, where should they go?
I would begin with, in terms of my own books, a book called A Well-Built Faith. And in that book, I talk about how our faith is really based on four pillars, is what we refer to them, the four pillars of the Catechism, which is our creed, sacraments, moral life, and prayer. And if we can come to an understanding, just a basic understanding of our faith, and have the words to be able to talk about our faith, I think that's where a lot of parents and young people feel ill at ease. They feel ill-equipped. If someone says, oh, well, you know, transubstantiation, what's that? Hamana, I don't know. You know, and it's not just being able to define words, but to be able to explain. You know, what do we mean by the real presence of Christ? And what do we mean by, you know, all of the different terms that we have in our faith? We have a great heritage of faith, but a lot of it is strange to people. And they're wondering, what does that mean? What's a novena? Why do you wear a scapular? Why do you do all of these things? So my book, A Well-Built Faith, which goes hand in hand with another book called Practice Makes Catholic, that I wrote for Loyola Press, explains what we believe and why we do the many things that we do as Catholics. I think that would be a good start.
Yeah. I think most of your books, the couple I've seen, I admit my wife has, I think, read all of them. I've read a couple. There is a little bit of a textbook-type workbook feel to some of them. I don't know if that's all of them, but is that kind of the way you like to work, is to... Yeah, you can read a chapter and maybe take some notes and go back. Is that kind of what you were thinking on most of them?
Yeah, that was the brilliance, actually, of many people at Loyola Press. When I brought the idea of the Catechist Toolbox to them, they said, you know what, this is kind of like being a catechist for dummies. You know, that whole series, the For Dummies books.
And that's how I made it through college.
And they said, you know, of course it's not to say that anyone is a dummy, but the books have a design that are very user-friendly. And so I actually got my hands on a whole stack of those, you know, Idiot's Guide and the Books for Dummies, and I studied those books to see how they approach it. And we designed my books to follow that pattern, which are very inviting. It's an inviting style. It's a style that says, you know what? You can do this with a little bit of help. And I think that's where a lot of people are intimidated, you know, when they're asked to be a catechist. They're like, are you talking to me? You know, I can't do this. And my books are designed to tell people, you can do this. Here's the help you need. And it's inviting, it's user-friendly, it's conversational style, and it reaches people where they're at.
So back to sports, since this is Catholic Sports Weekly with Joe Papracki, the author from Loyola Press. Back to sports. Give me a sport, whether it's football teaching the offensive line or a basketball coach trying to teach blockout drills. Where can you most connect our faith to the world of sports?
That's a good question. You know, I think it's I'm a big hockey fan myself, and also a big baseball fan. So let me start with hockey. I think with hockey, I always think of how a coach is trying to find a balance between offense and defense, that you can't just concentrate all on one and not the other. You got to do some back skating, come back, and take care of the defense. You know, I think that's part of a big part of what we're trying to do as catechists. We're trying to teach young people balance in their lives. That, yeah, sure, it's fun to do a lot of things and just be a fun-loving person, but there's also a lot of responsibility that goes with that, and sometimes you have to come back on defense, and it may not be glamorous, but we have to do those things. We have to be responsible people. We have to set limits on ourselves if we're going to stay healthy and if we're going to treat other people properly. So that's one of the comparisons that comes to mind. There's a myriad of them. Yeah. And I would say the next direction would be just in terms of virtues. Coaches are always trying to instill good practices into their athletes. And I think the same is true as catechists. We're trying to instill virtues, which are nothing more than good habits.
Yeah, if you practice well, you play well.
Exactly, which is why I named the book Practice Makes Catholic.
Well, Joe Papraki, thank you. And if anybody's listening, how can they get a hold of you? How can they find your books?
You can find my books at Loyola Press at www.loyolapress.com. You can find them on Amazon as well. And you can find me through my blog. I have a blog that I've been writing for catechists, which is called Catechist's Journey. So that's catechist, plural, journey.com. And in that blog, you'll find a contact to send me emails so we can get in touch with each other.
And if people are listening, okay, I got to Google, how on earth do you spell Papraki?
P as in Peter, A-P again, R-O-C-K-I.
So we have two of his books, Practice Makes Catholic, and also A Well-Built Faith, written by Joe Papraki and autographed by Joe Papraki, that we are going to have you, our listeners, an opportunity to get it. It says, thanks for your support of Catholic Radio. Blessings, Joe Papraki. That is the inside cover, and that's going to be coming up on our Share-a-thon October 8th and 9th, your opportunity to get these books. We're taking a break, back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and 21ology. Tis the season for football tailgates, festivals, and fun. Well, come to talk about them. We love it. The fellowship that you can get just by enjoying your friends and family at a tailgate, or how about a church festival? And it is time for the Oktoberfest at OLG.
Our Lady of Grace is getting ready for the 9th annual Oktoberfest at Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville, coming up October 5th. Am I right? The 5th? Yep. Saturday, October 5th. Mark Spina, you're the Grand Knight of the group here at Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville. What is this, the Oktoberfest? What's it mean to our community at OLG?
It's one of the biggest events of the year at OLG. It's one of the biggest events for the Knights of Columbus. This year it's particularly important as we are using our Oktoberfest is a vehicle to help raise funds for new air conditioning systems in the church.
As hot as it's been this week, it's a great time to sell raffle tickets. You planned that. Then you planned it to go 95 when you're selling raffle tickets for air conditioning.
I'll give credit to Father for that one.
Jeff Hazelhorst, you're also here, and you are the past Grand Knight. Tell me about this Oktoberfest. Why would somebody who's listening to this show decide to come to OLG on a Saturday, October 5th, to this Oktoberfest? Is it a can't-miss kind of thing?
Well, I think it is. It's an opportunity to have some authentic German food, craft beer, wine, and great music, all prepared and cooked and performed by parishioners. Have bratwurst and metwurst. We're going to have homemade sauerkraut made actually... In 2 days from now, we have a group of knights that do it themselves. We're going to make about 250 pounds of sauerkraut. And we actually have, it's a little bit of a unique twist. We have the Hispanic ministry of our parish serving the desserts. So if you've not had opportunity to taste some of the Hispanic fares that are there for dessert. That's one thing, even if you get there late, you're going to want to do, because that's great.
You guys do a lot of work. Michael Rusbason now here with us. And you're now, what's your title?
Deputy Grand Knight.
Deputy Grand Knight for the Knights of Columbus Council at Our Lady of Grace.
And event chairman.
And event chairman.
That's right.
So that's a lot of pressure on you.
Yes, it is. But I think we're putting together a great festival this year and building on past experiences. So I think there's going to be something for everybody, from, you know, the youngest of our family members to, you know, those of us that are young at heart.
What are some other service things that you guys have in store?
We have four designated charities that we try to do good work and good support for through the year. First and foremost is the Our Lady of Grace Parish for their needs. The St. Vincent de Paul Society in Noblesville, we support them annually. The Birthright in Cicero, Indiana, the center there. And then the fourth one is the Janus Development Center, also in Noblesville, for the developmentally challenged. Those are our four main. Did I leave any out, guys? I think that's the primary ones. But, and almost as important as the local parish, the local seminarians.
Yeah.
So we actually have five groups that we support. So
thank you guys for what you do, and we're looking forward to it at Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville, October 5th. It starts right after the Mass. There's a Mass at 5:30. You could come to that and then go, starts right at 6:30 on that night and goes till we throw you out, basically, right? You guys have a song for us? Go.
I just want to say it's for our parish, but it's open to everyone in Will's listening area. So if you're listening, come on down to Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville on October 5th.
That's worldwide. They listen worldwide.
Absolutely. Come on down.
Okay, what's the song you guys are going to sing? Come on in here, Steve. Let's go.
Ein Prosit. It's an Oktoberfest song.
Here we go. You guys, here they are. The guys from Our Lady of Grace. Here we go.
Ein Prosit.
Hoi, hoi, hoi. Hoi, hoi, hoi.
I need a beer after that.
There they go. And I think they'll sing it even better when the beverages are flowing on October 5th. Come join us at OLG.
A lot of fun with those guys at Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville, and they do it every year. Like they said, it's the 9th annual, and here's an opportunity for you. If you're listening to this and saying, hey, Will, we've got a festival, well, give me a call. You know, give us a call here at Catholic Radio Indy, or if you want to hit me with an email, Will, with one L, W-I-L, at catholicradioindy.org is my email. You could always send me that and say, hey, Will, you want to come talk to us or do a story? I love to promote. Sure, this is a Catholic Sports Weekly, but I love to promote fellowship. I love to promote leadership and how faith is intertwined with all of that. It is important to our community for the Knights of Columbus to do all that they do. And if you're a Knights of Columbus and you say, Will, I'd love to utilize this forum to tell our story and how we connect with leadership, by all means, hit me with an email, Will with one L, Will at CatholicRadioIndy.org, and we'll get your community on this show. We're going to take a break. We'll close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
People who own a boat, RV, or motorcycle often find it's an expensive hobby, especially if it's an older one. It seems like it's always needing a repair. Plus, you have to pay to insure it, store it, and license it, even when you're not using it, which is most of the time. You can donate it to Catholic Radio. We'll sell it or salvage it, and the money will help keep us on the air. Visit our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and click on Donate Your Vehicle or call us at 317-870-8400.
Welcome back again to Catholic Sports Weekly, and don't forget our Share-a-thon, October, is it 8th and 9th here on Catholic Radio Indy. If you heard our first guest of the day, Joe Propracki, he's an author through Loyola Press. We have two of his books, Practice Makes Catholic and A Well-Built Faith, that will give you an opportunity to win. Make a donation, how about a $50 donation, we'll say, or a $100 donation, whatever you want to make on October 8th or 9th during the Share-a-thon. We'll line you up, and Jim Ganley will take care of you and get these great books from Joe Propracki. It's a great way to kind of analyze your faith and learn how to teach your faith. Let's talk AAA Roofing. They are one of our underwriters along with the Elim Group. Thank you very much for your support. And let's talk some quick high school football. Cathedral got the huge win last week. They beat Chittard. I know I was at an event last Friday and people were on their phones. They didn't get to go to the game because they were at the event and they were, who's winning? You know, Cathedral was ahead early, like 3-0, and they ended up winning 31-21. So Cathedral beat Chittard. Cathedral's back on the road, back in Cincinnati this Friday. And Chittard, they're now 3-1. They host Southport. Guerin Catholic is playing some good football this year. They are 3-1 as well. They are on the road this week. They're at Columbus North. If you ever want to just go enjoy yourself on a Friday night, the next time Guerin Catholic is home, go up to Noblesville and get there on Gray Road where Guerin Catholic is and enjoy their tailgate. It's really a fun time before their games. Ritter won the West Side Super Bowl. They beat Speedway 28-0 last Friday. So Ritter, I think, is now 2-2 on the year. They host LaPel this week. And Cecina, Ott Hurley's bunch. I promise we're going to get Ott Hurley on this show. Maybe next week. How about that? Maybe we get Ott Hurley and Cecina. They are 4-0. They put up 55 points last week in their game. So the way he plays football, typically you don't see huge numbers, but they are putting up big numbers this year at Cecina, and they are 4-0, and they've got a big game this week. Cecina against Roncalli. I'm going to call it the game of the week, Cecina and Roncalli. We'll talk about that one next week right here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Again, thanks to Joe Propracki for jumping in and joining us this week on Catholic Sports Weekly. We talk leadership. We talk about faith building, and that's what it's all about on Catholic Sports Weekly, and we do appreciate you listening. Go support the kids. If it's not a football game, perhaps a volleyball game, CYO is big in cross country. You can enjoy that as well. Support the kids, support what they do, and the blessings will come back tenfold. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.